This is Jason Rasidlow reporting for AmericaJR.com. I'm being joined by Mr. Luke Bryan. Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very well. I understand that you got your first guitar at the age of 14. How did that help you land your first major record deal?
Well, I mean, when I got my guitar, I just started, you know, playing a lot. And when you play guitar a lot, then automatically, I guess you start singing. And next thing you know, I've got a little high school country band, and we're playing around, playing little birthday parties and stuff like that. And next thing you know, I'm out of high school, you know, heading to college, and I just kind of kept it going through college and kept working on it, kept trying to get better. And obviously from college, I finished up school, and then I decided to kind of give it a shot and move to Nashville. And it was a nice little steady progression that certainly did start with playing guitar and then, you know, getting the band going. So a lot of steps in the process, but certainly never really regretted it all.
Very cool. Your debut single, All My Friends Say, was a huge success. What has that song done for your career?
Well, the main thing is it's really, you know, it's jump-started and it's made it to where touring, you know, a lot of touring possibilities are possible because, you know, it's just been such a big song. And it's really, last year I said it made my year, but even to this day, and I still hear it on the radio a bunch, and it seems like it still gets the firelight out of it. And it's something that it's certainly the song that I'm known for, and the song that really kind of put me on the map. So it's meant, you know, just tons of things across the board.
Okay. Your latest album is I'll Stay Me, was released in 2007. What can you tell us about making that record?
Well, I mean, it was just, it's a record that I'm still proud of every song on there. I mean, I had 10 of the 11 cuts on there, and I was just so thankful that Capitol felt that I was talented enough to write my own record. And obviously, when you write your own record, you know, you're writing about your life, you're writing about your experiences, and therefore it makes the record really more you. And you know, you've heard from so many artists that they have to cut, sometimes they have to cut songs they don't necessarily like or care for, but I was fortunate and certainly didn't have that situation happen to me at all, and Capitol was the number one reason for that.
Okay. I understand you also co-wrote Good Directions for Billy Currington. Can you tell us more about being a songwriter?
Well, I mean, yeah, I was just, I've always, you know, I was using songwriting to build upon being an artist. And you know, right when, you know, back really before I got my record deal or got my album recorded, Billy had heard Good Directions and decided to record it. And obviously it was a big springboard for getting my career up and getting my career going. So it was just a real beneficial thing for me that you know, every time Billy was out promoting Good Directions, he was saying my name and kind of promoting me as an artist and promoting my song. So it was a pretty big thing to happen for me as a songwriter and as an artist.
Your new single is Country Man. It's currently climbing up the charts. Can you tell us the story behind that song?
Well, it was a song that I wrote with some good friends of mine, Jason Matthews and Galen Griffin. The story behind it was we had said the title one day, and Jason, my co-writer on it, had been playing the lick on guitar for several months, and I kept going, man, what is that lick you're playing? And he didn't really have anything written on it, so we just started working on the title. The next thing you know, we're laughing and cutting up with the song, and it turned out to be something that was pretty fun, and obviously for it to become a single and be doing as well as it's doing, I mean, we're certainly excited about that. But the main thing about the song was just, you know, just having a lot of fun with it.
So you're currently touring with Kenny Chesney on his 2008 Poets and Pirates tour. How's that been going?
Well, it's, you know, being out there with Chesney is definitely the, I mean, it's the highlight of my career, and it's been really one of the coolest things I've ever been a part of. When you see the enormity of country music and just how many people come out and support it and stuff like that, it's pretty incredible to see the number of, you know, to see the number of fans and to be able to play places like Tech Soldier Field. I mean, when I was a little kid, you know, growing up watching the Bears on TV and hearing about Soldier Field, it's basically a historic landmark. And to be able to, like I said, go out there and stand in the middle of it and sing my music was really one of the highlights of my career. And it's something I'll never forget. Kenny's been so good to us out on the road, letting us, you know, just, it's just a big party, and it's fun sitting back and watching just how he entertains, and it's kind of, I get to learn from the best, you know. That's kind of what you dream of as an entertainer and a singer, is to be able to learn how to perform and help the people that do it the best. And so it's really been a great tool for my career and my band, and watching everybody's attitude on the road. So it's, like I said, I can't say enough about how far the experience is.
The tour has been selling out arenas around the country. Why do you think it is so successful?
Well, it's just because I saw an interview that you did one time, and he said that he sells first class tickets to arenas, and he sells them better than anybody. I mean, anytime you come to one of his shows and you see the crowd
So you recently won the Breakthrough Songwriter Award at the 20th Annual Music World Awards. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, man, that was a pretty neat honor, and really, when you get recognized by your peers, and when you've got a subscribers of a Music World publication like that that vote for you and deem you as, the breakthrough artist, it was something that I didn't take lightly, and I was really honored.
Alrighty. And you performed at the CMA Music Festival in June. How was that?
Oh, it was pretty cool. We had a real busy week. We did about 20 shows that week, and then from there we did, we had our first fan club party, and we had our first fan club party and got a chance to really launch that and get that going, which was just the coolest thing in the world. I mean, it was a very emotional day for me to sit there and finally say that I have a fan club and you know, just the fashion at which we did it. So, I mean, you know, it was a real big week, and finally to end the week by being on the main stage at CMA Fest and watching, just being up there and watching, 46,000 people sing my songs back.
Okay, you were also nominated for Best New Artist at the Academy of Country Music Awards. How did that feel?
Oh, man, it was kind of like the same deal with the Breakthrough Songwriter deal. Anytime people nominate you for something that are your peers and they're in the business, I mean, it's really the coolest thing in the world. I mean, ultimately what matters is that the fans accept you and the country music listeners accept you, but when the industry and people around town and stuff accept you, it's pretty rewarding. So that's the main thing. I mean, we just enjoy found out I got nominated.
Congratulations on that as well. Anything else you would like to add today?
Oh man, we're just out here on the road and just still having fun and you know, encourage people to come out and check out the show and go buy the album. I'm still, you know, the album's still doing well, and I'm just glad that I get another day to sing what I love and do what I've always dreamed of.
Okay, thank you. We look forward to speaking with you again.
Copyright 2008 America JR.com, Detroit, Michigan, USA.